Did you know that the 4th of July is on a Thursday this year? That's going to be a full weekend of fun out on the deck, 4 days. But if your deck isn't what it used to be and you aren't using it for great family gatherings, you need to call my friends at All Weather Decks. All Weather Decks is a 24-time winner of the Angie Super Service Award. And they probably help one of your neighbors. Click on the map link at allweatherdecks.net. Call All Weather Decks today at 913-206-1974 or go to allweatherdecks.net and mention you heard it on 810. Call now and relax.
Coach, what would you say about your team's performance against the Tennessee Titans, holding Derrick Henry to 69 yards and just not much at all in the second half? They really came through in a big way.
Well, I tell you, we were really helped. It's funny. Team works as team, right? And when our offense was able to get us out ahead in the second half, I think it changed things. Now, I remember being in the halftime in the locker room at halftime saying, you know, this particular team, we're getting ready to go out here and play again. They continued to run the football. I think what happened was we had a couple of key stops early in that second half, and then they kind of got away from it. Our offense got another score, and then they had to throw it a little bit. But I was really, really proud of the way the guys did attack the run game in the second half. I think it was 7 yards or something, so it helped us. It led to the 69 yards total, and I was proud of the guys.
And you guys are going to face another team that can run the ball. A little different deal, though, because there's not just one guy who they just pound it with. This is an interesting team. You guys have seen a little bit this year. You saw them in a preseason game. It's different, but it was game three, so they played a few of their guys. Can you take anything at all from a preseason game?
Well, a little bit. I mean, when you look at the scheme and you watch games, even where Kyle was presenting his scheme in 2017, 2018, there's a lot of carryover. They're very consistent in what they do. But in that preseason game, there's a lot of guys that did not play that we're going to see. So the talent's different. The scheme's similar. I think we can pick maybe some plays here and there. But they're on a roll now. What they're doing right now, they're doing very efficiently. And I don't think that they'll change too much from that, although they do. I mean, every game, they put a lot of eye candy, we call it, with all the motions and shifts. And I don't think that'll change.
You've gone through this process of preparing for a Super Bowl, dealing with distractions and everything else. What advice do you give the players and even the coaches that haven't gone through this experience yet?
Yeah, the biggest thing is the game takes a long time to get here, and you can't play the game before the game. So Coach Reed's got us in a normal work week right now, which is a good thing. And we've approached it as if there's a game this Sunday. Prepare with that kind of urgency. And then once we get into next week, it'll be a little bit different. We'll just be polishing up and refining. But stay on top of the game plan is my biggest advice, because you don't want to be lulled into, oh, it's getting boring. You know, when's the game ever going to get here? Just know that it's coming, and it'll be here before you know it, and it'll be ready to line up and play some football.
You can kind of overdo prep, right? I remember hearing Sean McVay last year, he thought he did too much when getting ready for the Patriots. How do you find that balance?
As a coach, you got to fight that, because we're on a normal game plan week now, and everything's gone just as we have for the last however many weeks. It's been 18, 17. But when we get into next week, you know, your eyeballs are more film. You know, and so the temptation is going to be, oh, I see this. We better put that in. You got to fight that a little bit. I think that, you know, good coaching sometimes is not tangle their feet up by mixing up their brain, so to speak. If you put too much up in that brain of theirs, you know, they get them, they're playing slower. We don't want that. So we'll try to fight that urge to put more in.
You had to be pleased with Chris Jones not only playing, but it appeared like he got better as the game went along.
Yeah, I think the adrenaline got to him, and he got in there for more plays than we thought. But anytime he's in there, that's a good thing for us.
For you, this, again, was a process all year long, and it's really gone beautifully, and you guys are playing your best football. Has it gone as you envisioned with that timetable?
I never had a real vision on the timetable. Our goal was just to get better each day. In other words, let's be better than we were last week. And if we played a really good game, let's be better than that. If we didn't play a very good game, we'll certainly be better than that. And the guys have kind of bought into it. We, like we said, I think I've mentioned this before, when it was going a little shaky, the whole thing was just trust our way through improvement. Let's just trust our way back there. And the guys did. Nobody bailed out, because that can happen. You know, when you're not doing well, people question, you know, and people start to jump ship. But I credit our guys didn't do that, and the result's been pretty good, but it's not going to mean anything when we line up Sunday.
You guys had so many changes. You were part of the change coming into here, and then a whole bunch of personnel changes during the year, too, with injuries and adding guys like Mike Pinnell in October and, you know, Dan having to step up a little bit more with Juan Thornhill getting hurt. How do you – I mean, you have to do it. You don't have a choice.
Yeah,
the game's come.
By the league.
But how much does that say about the guys who you have in your meeting rooms, coaches and everyone, that you've been able to work through all of that stuff on your side and still continue to feel like you're getting it and improving each week?
Yeah, I think it's a huge reflection on the assistant coaches, in my opinion. I mean, we lose a guy like Alex Okafor and Emmanuel Agba. I mean, those are good football players. Juan Thornhill that you mentioned. That just means that the guys that were in there and listening while those other guys were starting were doing a good job listening. That means the coaches were feeding them reps and getting them ready. And I think our staff has done an outstanding job with that. And it's a credit to them, in my opinion, because the scheme didn't change. And yet we didn't skip a beat in some regards when those other guys had to go in. We just hope it continues that way.
Everyone talks about the run game for San Francisco. What stands out to you about Jimmy Garoppolo, the quarterback you'll face?
Yeah, I've always had great respect for Jimmy. When he was coming out in college, I was with the Giants. He came on one of those 30 visits. I had a chance to sit down with him. I was impressed with him then, just the kind of leader he is and the character, and he's sharp. He's cerebral, and that's what you want in a quarterback. He's got all that wrapped in there, some talent. He's got the luxury of being surrounded by an offense that runs the football and takes pressure off of him. But when he's asked to do it, you know, he can do it.
Both these teams, you guys and them, have big-time matchup difficulties with tight ends. Each one of these teams has a tight end who can really get things done. How do you attack George Kittle and trying to find a way to neutralize him while not letting something else get you?
Yeah, the tricky part with a tight end and trying to neutralize a tight end is he's close to the core, and you don't know whether it's run or pass. I mean, if you're concentrating on taking a tight end away as a receiver and they're running the football, which they do very well, that can get a little dicey. Part of it's going to be relying on what we do, whether it's man or zone, and having tight matchups because Jimmy's going to find them because he relies on them. And then if we can get them, you know, a lot of it depends if we can get them into the type of third downs that we want, then maybe you can start trying to take a guy away. But until you get there, it's a matter of stopping the run and hoping that the guys play their technique and make sure that the one thing he does really well is when he catches the ball, he's got yards after catch. Get him on the ground. He's got the ball.
My last question for you is about Frank Clark. He's been relentless is the word that I use. The three sacks against the Texans and that final sack where he just wouldn't give up. Had that great double spin move and gets Tannehill down. For him to bring that kind of energy, boy, that's got to be a dream for a defensive coordinator.
Yeah, the relentless is a good word. To me, you know, pass rush is 80% want. You just got to want to get there, and Frank has that, along with some good technique in the years that he's been playing. He's done that. You know, TK has done it. You know, we've seen him. I remember going back to a Green Bay game. He was relentless and got Rodgers on the ground eventually. But we need that all snaps, pass or run, in this particular game if we want to achieve what we want.
TK had a pass defense also late.
He
looked pretty good out there like a safety.
Yeah, he might have to move him to linebacker.
Our last one for me. We kind of laugh sometimes. We talk to you each week in the interview room, and you're like, I don't remember that play because you kind of forget. You move on. Now, you've been to the Super Bowl before. You were the architect, the defense that beat the undefeated Patriots. When you get 10, 12 years away, do you remember specific plays, or is that how does that work in your mind?
What's interesting, and I don't know whether this is good or bad, but the plays, particularly from that game, the ones I remember, the ones that we didn't do well. If we had done this here, if we had executed that. But there's a few in there that certainly made a difference in the game that stick out. Usually when you're involved with that, win, lose, or draw, it's a blur because you're in the moment.
It's easier to remember those from long time ago than last week, though, sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah. Yeah, no, that's true. There's a lot to that. I think because sometimes over the years you've replayed those particular plays over and over in your mind, and they stick there. But we'll just worry about this one coming up.
Coach, good luck. We'll see you in Miami.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
It's Coach Steve Spagnuolo back after this on WHB.